The UN Radio is pleased to have in our studio Ndaba Mandela. Thank you so much for being here with us. Muito obrigada.
Obrigado.
Ndaba, you're here to participate on the high-level meeting on ending AIDS. Can you tell us a little bit about your work in this area, especially on the HIV testing for young people in South Africa?
Yes, so I have been working closely with UNAIDS for the past 3 years. And I worked with them in the lead up to the World Cup Brazil 2014, where we visited a number of states. We were in Salvador de Bahia, where we worked with the deputy mayor. We visited orphanages. We visited a number of social housing, where we talked to people about the importance of using condoms and obviously knowing your status first and foremost, and be able to protect yourself, protect your dreams, protect your partners, and protect the goal that you have for yourself. And we do this not only in Brazil, but we do it obviously at home in South Africa. As you know, it's a disease that has touched nearly everyone in our country, in South Africa. Whether directly or indirectly, you know somebody in your family or a friend that has died of HIV or is living with HIV. So it's something that I encourage people all the time to do.
And South Africa is currently the country with the most people in treatment for HIV. And
yes.
Can you talk us a little bit about this, what can be done maybe in cooperation for maybe countries around the area, like Mozambique or neighboring countries, to also have access to this treatment?
You know, we were very lucky because our government, you know, after we had a little debacle with our former president, we were very lucky to have very strong activists who are pushing for our government to subsidize these medicine and to be able to provide them to a wide sort of audience, people who are affected by AIDS. So we are reaching out to people to really put pressure on the government and those people that make the decisions, whether it be in legislation, in parliament, wherever it may be, to really be able to give access, because this is not about politics at the end of the day. This is really an intrinsic human right. And so we believe that that people can also learn from the South African story and be able to save many lives and not make the same mistakes that we are. And also we encourage them to you know, follow in our footsteps and work together as much as they can with us because of our experience.
And in your very powerful speech this morning at the UN General Assembly, you mentioned that your grandfather, Nelson Mandela, was not afraid of the truth and spoke loudly and with dignity that his only son and your father had died of AIDS.
Yes.
What is the importance to fight discrimination to end AIDS?
You know, we should not be discriminating against each other because of who you love. People must understand that, you know, some people, it's not in their control who they love. Some people are born gay, homosexual, or whatever the case may be. And it does not infringe upon you as an individual for someone else to choose a different sexual orientation. That is their life. So why are we now discriminating against them? Because their sexuality does not harm your sexuality. So, you know, I think it's very backward of us. You know, here we are trying to lead the new generations to a better world. So let us move forward. Let us understand that at the end of the day, we're all human beings. If I cut you as a straight person, I cut you as a homosexual person or a transgender person, we're all going to bleed the same blood. You know what I mean? There is really nothing that we should be afraid of. You know, being homosexual is not contagious. It is not contagious at all. You know, it's not like a virus. It's not contagious. So please, you know, we have to try and practice understanding and tolerance to those people who are in need. There's no, you know, being fearful of homosexuality is really not going to help us. We need to make sure that we get rid of this epidemic, get rid of this disease, and make sure that people have access to the medicine that they need in order to live good, healthy lives.
And you mentioned moving forward. What are your next steps? What are your plans for the future?
Well, my plan is to really build the Africa Rising Foundation as much as possible. Our foundation is geared towards changing the image of Africa. You know, a lot of people, when they think about Africa, they think of negative things. And we want people to think of positive things. We want people to think of coming to holiday in Africa. I want people to come and do business in Africa and discover the history, the culture, the music, the sounds, the taste of Africa. And our culture, you know, is very important. You know, Africans are some of the most amazing people in the world. And, you know, when you go to Brazil, you understand that 52% of the population of Brazil is African. When you go to South America, when you go to anywhere in the world, there's always an African spirit that is present, which is just truly amazing and encompass everything when it comes to, you know, bringing people together. Nelson Mandela, the biggest, most respected, most loved leader in the world, is from Africa. You know, that shows you the importance that Africa is playing. So for me, my next step is to really grow Africa Rising, our foundation, and make people understand that Africa is a place that you should be coming to at least once a year, just to remind yourself of the humanity and where we as human beings come from, and to understand that we cannot ignore certain things that are happening, which is what I learned today when I was speaking to the Honorable President. He said, if you ignore problems, they will come to you. As we see today, we have the migration, immigrants, you know, the people who are fleeing to Europe, you know, because of the situation that they dealt with at home. So it is in our best interest as world citizens to do what we can to better those people's lives where they stay, so that they don't come to your country in such huge numbers and you become overwhelmed and you become scared what's going to happen. No. Do what you can to better those people's lives where they stay so that these things don't come to you. Ignoring them is not going to help anyone. Understand that we are all human beings. We live in one world. And as humanity, we have one destiny.
And you talk a lot about Nelson Mandela, the leader. How was it to be his grandson?
At the beginning, it was quite tough, to be honest with you. He was very strict. Very disciplinarian, and our conversation was really just about education, about school, what I need for school, how am I doing at school. But later, as I grew and I graduated and I got my degree, and then I also became a man in my culture, I got circumcised. You know, in our culture, in order to become a man, you have to go to circumcision school between the ages of 18 to 21. And that's when our relationship started growing and becoming open. But, you know, he was a very humble man. And he always taught me that no matter what happens, Daba, you must always be humble, because that is one of the strongest traits of a leader, you know, being able to lead from the back. And, you know, one thing about him which was so special was that, you know, many people from all over the world came to our house, presidents, Michael Jackson, Fidel Castro, you name it. And he treated those people the very same way he would treat the lady who cooks for us. He treats that lady the very same way as the man who did the garden for us, you know. And that was such a special trait, is that you'd never judge a book by its character, you know, but just give respect to everybody and not judge people by the how they look.
Thank you very much, Ndaba Mandela. And any other message or anything else that you'd like our UN radio listeners to know about?
Yeah, I'd just like everybody out there to understand that we all come from one world. We have one destiny, and let us try and do our best to do what we can, and understand that children are the future of this world. So let us do everything we can to make sure that they're prepared to continue the leadership in the light of Nelson Mandela.
Thank you very much.